Morning.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
Oh, we have a
Chris
in the studio.
Left.
Oh, Chris Doyle. Remember the name. Graham, welcome back to...
It's good to be back. Big shout out to Nick Kay for sitting in on me.
You would have loved...
Sitting in on me. For sitting on me.
Sat on your face.
That's another story. Oh, I can say that. I can say that in the podcast intro.
You can't touch me.
Nick has been swearing
been so
left,
racy.
Right, and centre.
He has been messaging
can
me.
Can you play a bit of yesterday's intro? Would that be... too
yes,
much
no,
to
I
ask.
I
think you'd love
that.
It because we did the rapping.
Oh.
And Nick is actually really good at freestyling.
Oh.
And Callum also did a bit of a rap himself.
I did. Why
did
why?
First time
no,
ever.
I you
didn't.
Never do rap with
first
me.
First time
he's,
ever.
He's lying.
I'm not lying. We have evidence
you
here.
Have me?
Yeah.
Let me turn it up. Hold on.
Turn
intense.
Up the bass.
You'll like it.
It's not a great beat.
I'm feeling kind of nervous. I've stood up across from you and now I'm hit the surface.
Yeah.
My name is Nick. I'm in for Graham today.
Yeah.
I want to go home and then later on I'm going to get paid.
Oh.
You thought I was going to say laid. I'm not going to say that today.
What?
Because Callum's over there giving me glares and I'm scared of what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Now that we're going to throw it across to Callum anyway. No, Nathan, I tricked you. Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, yeah.
Wolf, wolf, wolf. My name is Nate Dog. I ain't a big, dirty, dirty truffle hog. Thing about me is I like to walk into a room. I party with the girls. I give them the chocolate bar twirls. Yeah, that was hard to say. I tried to fit it in and I did it anyway. Let me tell you something about me. I have an Uncle Duster in my car. No, I don't. I'm just trying to be tough. I'm trying to be rough. Woof, woof, woof. Bark, bark, bark. I am Nate Dog.
I wish that your timing was as good as that when we hop into the booth to record a track.
Cause
you suck at timing when it comes to singing. And now for some reason here we are spitballing. Callum's on the beat next. Let's throw it to him.
Here we go.
I don't rap
Callum's on the beat next. Let's go to him.
Here we go.
Callum's on
get
the
ready.
Beat next.
I can't wait to him. Come on.
Callum's on the beat next. Let's throw it to him.
One day I'll come on these raps and I'll blow you out of the water.
Pew, 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 pew. He's coming on the raps.
Not today.
Yo, I love my mom.
Very Mike Skinner off the streets.
Oh,
talky.
Yes.
Talky.
Yes.
Why are you talky? That's your sort of rap.
Yeah, I don't have any rhythm or
draw
voice,
your eyes,
or...
mate.
I do realise that. That was especially for me.
That was
because everyone else who listens to this chronologically would have to have put up with that yesterday. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Nick, very Eminem-esque. He's a huge Eminem fan.
Mm.
So that you can hear that in his tones. Nathan, very good.
Yeah, you like it.
You were really on the beat. You were woof, 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 woof. You were really on the beat.
Graham O'Toole is back in the studio.
Back in the building.
Are you refreshed? Did you miss the show?
Do you know what? I think it's because, so you'll hear it on the show, I was ill over the weekend.
Yeah.
Not overly ill, but I was just being cautious because I'd come in here. So I got
never
a test.
Never be too safe.
And I, because in my head, I had a good feeling that I wasn't going to be positive after I got my test. And I was still self-isolating just in case. But in my mind space when I was in the room self-isolating, because I had an idea, I was like, I'm going to be out here pretty soon, I'm going to test negative. I kind of enjoyed the self-isolation. I had a routine in my room. I started rewatching The Sopranos. Obsessed with that. I got through 15 episodes while I was there.
Did you watch James Gandolfini and R.I.P. because he was such a great actor? Do you watch him now and think, he didn't look the healthiest?
In season one, actually, I think as it went on, he
started to gain a bit more.
Yeah. But look, all the characters are like that. They all have a bit of weight in them. That's just kind of the Italian mobsters kind of look like
that. It's the pasta. I love eating pasta.
Yeah.
Do you think you would be able to live on your own?
No.
Do you not think so?
No, no, no.
Do you not think so, Graham?
No, no.
Graham, I think you really solitude.
I've tried it before. No, I did try it before. There was a time where I was in the house by myself for a week.
Maybe,
didn't like it.
Maybe in a different location. Like, I'm not talking about a mansion or something.
Sorry,
but
I love Still Oregon.
Well, yes, I know.
I love living there.
But if you lived in a house that maybe...
Oh, right, here
we
go.
That you bought.
Here we go.
And not
what's
something
wrong,
that...
What's wrong with my, my house?
There's nothing wrong
that's,
with your house.
That's very wrong of you to say,
can I just say...
That's very ignorant.
Look at Callum now, because he's siding with Nathan here, because, you know, they've got their plush apartments.
Hey, hang on. I was supporting you.
I'm...
Okay,
just I come from
Callum. Yeah. You're a peasant, mate.
I come from an older Dublin house.
I'm just saying,
an estate.
If you didn't live on an estate and if you lived in an apartment... Like how I lived in North Wales, do you think you would be happy living on your own?
Graham,
wow.
The gaff.
You think you know someone.
You need to, it needs
you
a lick of paint.
You know. It does. It needs a lot of paint, to be honest, not just a lick.
How's the oven door?
Still broken. Right, here we go. Here's the podcast.
1-2-1-2, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Live across the city, this is the only way to start your day.
What? My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Ma. Morning.
Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music station.
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7:03.
Please stand up, producer Callum. You and I must stand up. This is our Messiah, and he has returned. We were lost over the last few days. We hadn't a clue. Oh. I tell you, I would kiss your feet if I could.
Please.
Welcome back.
Please.
Where were you?
Just want to say a big shout out to Nick Kay for filling in for me last minute. Yeah. Very last minute. I was a little bit unwell last weekend.
Did you know this, producer Callum?
Maybe.
You'd never told me. You just said he went missing.
No one could find me. I was naked in the Dublin mountains. When the 5K was lifted, I took off all my clothes and I ran for the border.
Oh. It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
It's good to be back.
Is it good to be back?
A couple of days off to be honest. I felt a little bit sick last weekend. Had to go get a COVID test on Monday. But I did let myself a little bit down while getting the test. So let me describe to you. Get the text message on Sunday evening, I think it was. Can't remember exactly the day. You know, because I was self-isolating in my room. So all the days just merged into one.
Oh, I'd say your room gets so smelly.
It stank.
Yeah.
You don't realise how smelly your room can get until you are made stay there and it's cold outside so you can't open your window all the time. And you're sick, so you don't want a draft coming in. So you're just sitting there in your own filth.
That is disgusting.
For 3 days. But I was happy to get out of the house on Monday to go for the test. And I just presumed, I don't know why I presumed this, but I presumed I would go to the testing centre, I would stick my head out the window, and they would do the swabbing the back of the throat and up the nose through my car window.
While still in the car.
While I'm still in the car. That's what I presumed. I've never been there. I haven't been face to face with COVID yet, thankfully, over the last year. So I was unsure.
Do you want to give a shout out to the COVID centre?
Well, let me tell you where my COVID centre was.
Go on.
Shrewsbury Road in Ballsbridge.
Hello, this man.
I felt like Nathan O'Reilly's family.
Oh, cash is king.
So as I was about to leave the house, I was already 2 days self-isolating before this. And I'm comfortable in my own sweats.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing very comfortable sweats. The ones that I wouldn't wear outside the house because they've got a hole in the crotch area. And this hole is so big you can fit your fist through it.
Oh.
Believe me, I did it while I was in self-isolation. I go, this is fun.
Do we know where the hole came from?
It started off really small. They're very old tracksuit bottoms. And it just got bigger and bigger as I just started playing with the hole in it. Anyway.
That sounds like a great game.
I was so like lazy and stuff while you're sitting in the room. I just said, I'll just go as I'm dressed. I don't have to get out of the car.
Well, that's it, yeah.
I'm going to stick my head out the window so no one's going to see my bottom half. I drive up to the place. No, it's an actual building where people are queuing outside to get in.
Oh, no.
And I'm wearing the man bun as well. I look horrendous. And I've got the mask on, man bun, and a hole in my crotch area in my tracksuit bottoms. So I'm getting out and I'm just shuffling up to the building. Like my feet are outside because I don't want anybody to see the hole because from behind you can see it as well.
Oh, how big is this hole?
I told you can fit your fist through it. So I go in there anyway. I was so flustered. They give you a new mask to put on. It was one of those disposable blue and white ones for the blues on the outside, and I always mock people who wear it inside out. Who was the guy wearing it inside out? Because I was so flustered. Graham O'Toole over here. But anyway, great, very efficient, but very surreal being there, as I said. First time being in an actual COVID testing centre. Felt like it was at the end of the world, everyone in PPE.
Is it kind of scary?
It's more surreal that, oh God, we're in it here. Now, if you got the test, you know the test. But back the throat was fine for me. Up the nose, yeah. It wasn't the best.
Look, you don't want to scare anyone listening.
No, no, it's fine. It's last 5 seconds.
Would you say highly enjoyable? On a Friday night, if you have nothing else to do, if you're bored of doing the whole putting your fist in the hole, you might just put it up your nostril.
Maybe, yeah. Anyway, the girl who did it to me was absolutely fantastic. They're all very nice in there. Got my results 24 hours later. It said, the HSE can confirm this test did not.
Producer Callum, stand up.
Capital letters.
Standing again. Stand
up. Capital letters. Did not detect COVID-19.
That's great.
And do you know what the first thing I did when I got out of self-isolation?
What?
Went downstairs. Cleaned the whole house. I was so happy to get
out. Oh, was it a pigsty?
Absolute pigsty.
Did your roommate Coxie not do a tap of work?
Was it about 4 days up in the room? Oh. No one swept the floor. No one put any Febreze on the couch. Nobody put any air fresheners around to the clothes
drying. Coxie is an animal.
They're happy to have me back now, I tell you.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Nathan O'Reilly has the legs out 2 days in a row.
I don't know if you're aware, Graham, but I actually broke the internet yesterday.
I think I know what you're talking about.
We put up a picture on our Instagram, official spin 1038, I was wearing, do you know those green chino shorts?
I gotta say, and so they were kind of riding up you as well. They were very high.
They're a bit too small for me.
They're probably a size too small, and you are 6'4". You have long legs. Now, I usually shiver when I see you wearing shorts because your legs are not great at all. Very pale, very skinny, very hairy. But something, I don't know if it's all the walking you're doing from town back to Dundrum day.
What are you about
to
say?
The legs were looking good. Uh-huh. It's all I'm saying, and I don't dish out compliments.
I'm very surprised.
Often. I'm a very honest man.
Thank
you, know
you
that.
So much.
You've been at the wrath of my honesty many a times over the last 10 years. But I got to say, I don't know if it was the self-isolation that was getting to me, but I liked what I saw yesterday on Instagram.
Oh, daddy likes.
I liked, yeah. Well, stop saying daddy, though.
I appreciate that compliment. I will be honest with you. I normally wear a belt on the shorts. I don't need the belt anymore.
That's okay.
So it could be the fat, juicy derriere.
That's okay.
In my pants.
Embrace it.
Is getting bigger. But as I said, it was a very popular image. You can check it out right now, official spin 1038. But producer Callum informed me that we got so many messages in regarding that sexy picture of myself. Will I read them?
Okay. Are they good or are they bad?
I haven't properly read them.
Okay, so this is the messages that were responded to Nathan wearing very short shorts yesterday that were very tight, which I actually said looked okay, but let's see what the followers said.
At Sarah C34 me, Lord Jesus, how did he even get them on? Guys, she seems scared, she seems angry.
Yeah.
At Jen M92, wow, they are not just shorts. They're the shortest short shorts I've ever seen.
They're very short.
They are short.
But they're, it's extenuated by your long legs.
My limbs.
Yeah.
Fahi Karen says, divine Jesus. That's not a great look. Fine pair of legs, though.
Yeah, the legs.
So is she looking at my face? Is it my tiny torso and long face?
Your torso doesn't match your body.
I know.
You've got a short torso.
Frank and Beans 86.
It's really good.
Oh, Christ.
Just simple as that.
Just that. Miss She Moose. They're a pair of jocks, not shorts. My eyes. Podge Corbally. Can we get Dublin Fire Brigade in with the jaws of life to free Nathan from those shorts?
Oh, I thought they were going to say, can we get Dublin Fire Brigade in? Because he's on fire.
Yeah, I thought hot, hot.
He's a hot guy.
Celine Zero NC. I'm cold just looking at this picture.
You're making people break out in cold sweats.
Yeah, I have two more here.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Lorna underscore 211. A bit snug to say the least, lads. And then the peanut emoji.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that's good or bad either.
Speaking about that.
I don't know half these are good or bad.
Boiler Hoda says, absolutely show those fine pins off. So we got a nice message end.
Do you know what? When this started, I was expecting a lot worse.
Yeah.
But you can check it out if you... okay, no. Oh, stop. He's pulling them
My
up
My God,
now.
You're actually gagging.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
As I tell you, as I was self-isolating in my room over the last few days, couldn't wait to get back on the radio.
To do this?
I could not wait.
To do this?
This was the one thing that kept me going.
Oh.
the showbiz shootout.
You love it. I nearly forgot the name.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
No, I forgot what we call Callum during this. What is he?
The sheriff.
The big bad sheriff.
Big bad sheriff. Naughty sheriff.
I thought he was the deputy.
Welcome.
The deputy. I like the deputy.
Oh, no, because that means I've...
Lower rank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're ever bald, we'll reduce you to the deputy.
The intern.
Well, welcome to the Showbiz Shootout. Graham and I each have a Showbiz news story, and then at the end, the...
Deputy.
Sheriff.
Deputy.
Oh, my God.
Decides which one is better. Graham, because you are back in the building, look, you begin.
So, reality TV rich list. So, basically, a company called Pilot Fish Media looked into different reality TV shows and basically said, if you went on one of these, which gave you the better chance of making lots of money?
I'm trying to think of some reality shows. Geordie Shore, Love Island, TOWIE, Made in Chelsea.
Yeah, some of these appear on the list. So, the number one show to go on if you want to make loads of money, and I think they kind of get all the big earners and they kind of divide their wealth, is the X Factor. Obviously, when you think about it, you got Lil Mix, you got One Direction, James Arthur,
Steve Brookstein.
I was thinking, who else came from
Wagner?
Wagner, yes. So they are the biggest with a net worth of 5 million. Then in second place, which is insane, and I kind of believe it because I follow some of them online, is Geordie Shore with an average net worth of £3 million.
That's insane.
But you see them, they're all driving these Lamborghinis and Maseratis. Cars are unbelievable.
Have you been on Gaz Beadle's Instagram? Literally every story is a sponsored ad.
It's insane.
It's very boring.
Then in third is The Real Housewives of Cheshire.
I've never heard of that.
I think that's because they're already minted. That's why they're on the show. Then in fourth is Love Island. Fifth is The Only Way is Essex. Sixth is Big Brother. Then it's Made in Chelsea, which I thought Made in Chelsea would be higher than The Only Way is Essex.
See, they're all rich anyway.
But that's why The Real Housewives of Cheshire in third, so I presumed they would be higher up the list. And then it's The Bake Off.
Ah.
Now that's nice. But when they're talking about the X Factor, I was thinking, well, is it the normal X Factor? What type of X Factor?
Oh, no.
And I wonder, who's making the money?
Is he actually going to do it?
Is it this guy?
Oh, my word.
It's Martin Bashir. Come on, Martin.
How did he do it?
I want to be free. Just me. I do apologise.
I don't apologise for that.
Oh.
Martin Bashir, ITV journalist, off the X Factor celebrity, whatever it was.
He already wins. Yeah. Should I even bother?
It was my first one back for a few days.
Want to give a shout out to the Daily Star. They have an article, The Craziest Celebrity Home Remedies Revealed. I'll go through them quickly. Friend of the show, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Okay, while most of us like to brush our teeth with toothpaste, she actually brushes her teeth with strawberries mixed with half a tablespoon of baking soda. Oh. She says it keeps her teeth pearly white.
Keeps my teeth red.
If I was to choose a fruit, it would be the blueberries with the fur. Do you know the furry blueberries?
The gone-off blueberries.
Gone-off, because the fur would act as dental floss, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't recommend that, as you could get sick.
I'd recommend it.
Having moldy food.
Madonna. In 1994, she claimed that she urinates on her own feet to ward off athlete's foot. She says she does it all the time. And in 2018, she posted a video of her drinking a yellow liquid from a cup following an ice bath. And she said it was urine.
Madonna.
Guys, I don't want to get smutty.
Madonna.
I'm just reading what's on the sheet of paper.
Come on now, Madonna.
Who else? I'm going to go with the last one. Josh Brolin, okay?
Who's Josh Brolin?
Famous American actor. And he used to do a thing called perineum sunning. Have you heard of that before?
Yes.
It involves exposing your backside's intimate area to the sun to give yourself a big vitamin D boost. So essentially, he is just mooning the sun. But it didn't go well for Josh. He posted on Instagram the area was crazy burned. And then he said, oh, I don't know who the F thought of this stupid beep beep, but curse you.
Yeah, but why did he think that for some reason that area was immune to sunburn?
You know I like to sunbathe on my balcony.
Yes, please be careful.
I have never mooned the sun.
Yeah, please don't.
Yet.
surface or weather hasn't been hot enough for me.
Oh, God. Hopefully we're... I'd nearly pray for a rain-drenched summer so we wouldn't have to look at that.
I was thinking if you brush your teeth with strawberries, the red hides the blood if you have bleeding gums. So yes, you don't need to... It's a loophole. Graham gets the win this morning for Martin Bashir.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Imagine if this is the very first time you've listened to Gotta Get It Wrong. Graham, try and sell it.
This is the game where all you gotta do is get the questions wrong. So I'm just being transported back to the time we did play with Ava Max. She was sitting within 3 foot of us. She hadn't a clue what was going on. I think she was very confused by us.
She was confused. I think she had a bit of jet lag or something.
Yeah, she was a bit confused. All you gotta do is get the questions wrong, as I said. And if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, which is tomorrow, you'll win 100 quid and the coveted Money Can't Buy Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
I suppose money can.
We buy it.
Yeah.
We buy it for you. Daniel's on top at 16, playing this morning, trying to knock him off the top, is Shauna. Shauna, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
All right, Shauna. I'm keeping well. I don't want to make you uncomfortable, Shauna, but did you see the picture of myself on Spin's Instagram wearing the tiny shorts?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'll give you some advice, Shauna.
You missed out there.
I actually don't mind it, but a lot of people have been hating on it. So be careful if you haven't had your breakfast yet. I wouldn't be flicking on Instagram just in case it goes the wrong way for you.
Okay.
They're a little bit tight and small. Probably a size too small.
Yes.
I would
lovely.
I would agree. Yeah. It was actually stopping the blood flow going to my torso. Mm.
Shauna, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Daniel, he's on top with 16. So as simple as this, Shauna, if you get 17 or more, you will go into Friday's game on top of the leaderboard. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 minute. Here we go.
What is a cucumber a type of?
Vegetable.
What is a giraffe a type of? Do your best impression of Daniel Bedingfield.
Oh, God, skip.
Sing a Pitbull song.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
bells. How do you spell electricity?
P-O-T.
What rhymes with bungalow?
Skip.
What's the capital of Turkey? What's 65 minus 9?
3.
13 plus 12 is 25. True or false?
False.
Name a Tinchy Strider song.
Where's Love?
What band was Dappy in?
Boyzone.
Finish the film title, Snakes on a...
Ladder.
Sing a Gavin James song. What's the next... Oh, Shauna, that was great. How did you find it?
It's actually so hard. It's easy when you're listening to it, but when you're doing it, oh my God.
Shauna, you refused to do an impression of Daniel Bedingfield. Do you hate him that much?
I just can't even think of who he is.
So, we respect that.
I respect that, Shauna.
Yeah, we respect that.
You have real confidence. You have, as my good friend Cher Lloyd once said, swagger jagger. Shauna, you came on this morning and you got 6.
Oh,
16.
Please don't air that.
not 16, no. Just for the record, 6.
Oh, well, they didn't suit you this morning, Shauna.
Didn't suit you. Didn't go your way.
Didn't suit you.
No, they didn't. I'm not impressed.
Well, Shauna, we appreciate you coming on, though. Loved having you on. Thanks. Have a good day.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Spin 103.8's 5-word weather with coverandaclick.ie.
Low-cost car insurance for young drivers.
Not one cloud out there.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Not that I don't believe Andrew, but I did look out the window trying to search for a cloud in the
sky. Did you find a cloud in the sky?
Now, I only have a slim window, which looks out in a lane where people urinate. But from the sky, I can see not a cloud in the sky.
And how many people can you see urinate right now?
5, but they're all socially distancing.
5?
And wearing masks.
Ah, that's good of them.
So fair play to them.
They listen to the show.
They do, yeah.
That's our demographic.
They got it on the Spin app.
Now, Graham, a few days ago, I was having a lovely conversation with my girlfriend Becca.
Yes.
Over the phone, I was asking how her day was, and I was telling her how I plan to change the radio game forever.
When are you going to start?
It's just taking longer than expected.
That's okay, yeah.
But then out of nowhere, Graham, she stops talking and there's a pause, and then she says, "Hello, Mr. Birdie, how are you today?"
All
I
right.
said, "Sorry?
Is she okay? Is everything okay?"
Becca,
at home.
What did you just say? "Hello, Mr. Birdie, how are you today?" What are you doing?
What was it, Charlie Bird?
No, Charlie Bird was not there.
Okay.
She has an obsession with magpies.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Whenever she sees one, that is what she does.
Yeah.
And I literally have no idea what she's doing. I'd never heard of this whole magpie superstition.
I hadn't until I started going out with Claire.
Yeah.
Claire waving magpies, birds.
What's going on?
I don't know. There's a certain amount of ones that you wave at, a certain amount that a relief just goes across her body thinking, oh my God, thank God. There's, I think it's two. One for, I think it's one, I hear one for sorrow, two for joy. That's all I really know. So when there's two, it's okay. But when there's one, the waving starts.
And they're quite upset that they've just seen the one.
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh no.
And if they don't wave, I never understood it. I think there's a few superstitions with birds going around the place, but the magpie is the only one that I've really become aware of.
Well, Becca also, when she sees a robin, she says, oh, that means there's a spirit.
Okay.
There's a spirit out there. Someone you love who's died has turned into a robin.
Right. Well, let's talk bird superstitions. I know we're going to get a lot of magpies, but I would love to hear from some more other bird superstitions. Maybe there's a superstition of a mangy crow.
Hello, I would Mr. Birdie.
I would like that one because I did. Oh, here we go. Remember when I lived in Rat Mines in what we used to call the cave?
Ah, yeah.
Basement flat. Horrendous living conditions.
There was a dead crow outside
dead
your
crow
door.
Outside my bedroom window. What does that mean? Did the crow, was he killed by one solitary magpie because I didn't wave at him? Let us know on 087-711-1038. And we know superstitions are very serious to some people, so we'll promise not to take the mickey too much. Too much.
I just don't understand it, Graham. Hello, Mr. Birdie. How are you today? I said, what is going on here?
Confused by that one because Claire also has superstitions when it comes to magpies. Doesn't say that, but waves at them.
Okay, so she's silent. She just waves.
So we're looking this morning. We want to know about your magpie / bird superstitions on 087-711-1038. Would you be a superstition cynic? I would be.
I think I am.
Because I am, especially with birds. I'm wondering, are you in general, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Shelley. Shelley joins us. She knows all about the magpies. Go on, talk to us.
So, like, if you don't wave at a magpie and you only see one, it's bad luck. So you have to, like, wave at it. And then if you see two, it's like, oh, there's two. Super joy.
So do you do this every time you see a magpie?
Yeah, like, and sometimes I'm a bit embarrassed. I try to do it kind of real low down so nobody else sees, like, so I have to do it, like.
And Shelley, have you ever not waved at the solitary magpie and then you've had a horrendous day?
I wouldn't be able to walk past it without waving, no.
So you never laid it a chance?
No, even if I'm in the car.
Oh, God. I don't know if we should be promoting that, but Shelley, when's the last time you waved at a magpie?
Yesterday, I think.
And if there's two, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, what about three?
Well, the song is three for a girl, four for a boy. Isn't that it? Isn't that the song?
I've never heard of it.
You have.
I've done one for sorrow, two for joy. That's all. That's as far as I get, and then I just switch off.
Right, okay, well, it's one for sorrow, two for joy. Hang on, my child is here. She's saying it in the background. Three for a girl, four for a boy.
Five.
For silver, six for gold, seven for a story never to be told.
Well, it's good to see, Shelley, that you're passing it down to the next generation.
Oh,
coming up. Thanks very much, Shelley.
Sure, thank you.
See you, Shelley.
And Yvonne has got us on WhatsApp voice note. Yvonne, what are you saying?
One of my colleagues actually only in work yesterday told me that magpies are monogamous. So when you see one on its own, it means its partner has died.
Oh.
So maybe that's, I'm just thinking now that you say it, maybe that's why the little rhyme is one for sorrow, two for joy. And maybe you kind of give them a little nod or a wave or whatever because their partner has died and you're trying to make the bird feel better. I don't know. That's my hypothesis anyway.
Jeez, that's very odd. I used to always think magpies were extremely promiscuous. Well, I'm going to look at magpies differently now.
Jane has been in contact on 087 711 1038.
Well, every time I see a magpie, I say, hello, Mr. Magpie, how's Mrs. Magpie? And then I tush red.
Right. Hello, Mr. Magpie, how is Mrs. Magpie?
Okay, that's nice.
And then I touch red.
What's red?
The colour red?
Ron Weasley?
Maybe you have to be able to touch red. Like, maybe it's red. Like touch wood.
Jeez, red is a colour that isn't the most common if you're walking outdoors, is it? Something red.
Maybe you have to carry something red with you all the time. Maybe a red pen or something like that. You're not going to believe this, Nathan.
What?
We have a fresh salute in this morning. Somebody has just seen a magpie.
What?
And waved. Wow. Ashley, tell us all about it.
Yeah, literally just this morning, just before we started talking about it.
Oh, wow. It's like the magpie knew.
And describe to me, Ashley, where were you situated and where was the magpie situated when you made eye contact?
I was driving onto the M1 and the magpie was on the left. It's kind of like a little grass area.
Okay.
And it was sitting there and I was driving. So I was like, oh, have to salute.
Can you describe the salute? Was it something like a general would do in the war?
Yeah.
So it's the fingers,
like,
go on?
On the head and then salute it.
And do you feel now, Ashley, that you're set up for the day, nothing can go wrong?
Definitely. I'm like, oh, absolutely not.
Well, Ashley,
nothing's gonna go wrong.
Will you, if anything really good or really bad happens, well, not too bad, hopefully not, will you keep in contact with us? Actually, just the really good things. If something amazing happens today, contact us anytime on 087 711 1038 and we'd love to hear, and then we can maybe directly connect it back to the saluting of the magpie on just off the M1.
Yeah, I will.
And guys, just so I have a full education about this, if Ashley didn't wave at the magpie, then that would bring her bad luck.
Yes.
And yeah. Ashley, then you're saying hello to two magpies if you see two.
No.
I don't do anything if I see two, because okay. I know that's grand. There's two of them together.
All right.
My mom as well always thinks that if you see one, if you're with someone else, if they look at the magpie as well, then it cancels out the bad luck. So like, I'd be walking to the shop or something, and my mom's like, "There's a magpie! Quick, look in that tree!" And we have to stop and look and. And then once I see it and I say, oh yeah, I saw it as well, she's like, okay, grand, that's fine.
Do you think the magpies know they've got such hold over humans that our whole day can be destroyed by them just looking, by us just looking at them? Ashley, fantastic. Keep in contact with us, all right?
I will.
Thank you, bye.
See you, Ashley.
Bye.
Can you see any magpies outside your window right now?
I just saw a seagull.
Did you?
Horrendously bad.
Wave
look.
At the seagull.
No, the seagulls
might look
are
back.
Always- Seagulls are. I don't want to draw any attention towards the seagull in case it starts attacking me.
Yeah.
We are talking about it this morning. Magpie and bird superstitions. What we've learned so far, Nathan and I, kind of superstition cynics on the show, but we have learned if you see one, you got to wave at it. One for sorrow. If there's two together, two for joy. We learned that the monogamous.
I find that really interesting because, as I said before, I always thought magpies were promiscuous creatures. You would see them with a gaggle of birds.
And that's why people are saying you got to wave at the one, because they're on their own.
Their partner passed away.
Ashley says, though, if you see one and somebody else with you looks at the one, it cancels out the bad luck. We're learning a lot this morning. Katie got us as well. What are you saying?
I remember in my driving test, stressing out because I kept seeing single magpies everywhere, and it was just such a kept being in my head, like, don't salute the magpie, don't salute the magpie. And like, I was convinced I was going to fail my test because I couldn't salute the magpies, but I passed in the end, so I was happy. Yeah.
Well, maybe she saw enough magpies that it cancelled it all out.
Look at that.
And Eileen got in contact as well. More magpie.
Hi, it's Eileen here. I'm just out of breath because I'm out running. We were always told that, like, if you saw a magpie, it was like you go to the person beside you, slap that and pinch me. So you cross your fingers and they have to slap your fingers uncrossed and pinch you. And that gets rid of the bad luck. But yeah, I salute a fair few magpies out here in Bobbriggan every day.
That sounds absolutely horrible. So wait, you have to pinch the person next to you if you see a magpie and slap,
slap
them
him
around.
Slap. When this pandemic's over, I'll slap you across the face.
No.
In case of any magpies, I'll get Callum to dress up as a magpie.
He constantly keeps appearing.
We've learned a lot this morning, and we have another fresh magpie sighting this morning. Stephanie, what happened?
So yeah, I'm sitting in my kitchen, and as you guys were talking in the background, and all I heard was someone seen a magpie, and as you said it, a magpie flew from the grass of my back garden up onto the wall. But I always say out loud, one in flight is worth two in sight. But you'll find me, if there's one in the back garden and it's not moving, like, I'll run out and be like, ah! And when it runs, when it flies, then I'm like, one in sight is worth two in sight.
Wait, sorry, Stephanie, what do you...
I love
what,
it.
What do you say? One in flight, two in it's sight?
One in flight is worth two in sight.
Yeah,
so it means if it's in flight, it's two. In my head.
No, Stephanie, that makes complete sense to me. I get it. So
one in flight is worth two in sight, but if it's not in flight, I will make it fly. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you will chase after them?
I will chase after. I'd say the neighbours can hear me every now and then, be like, ah, out the door, like, then it flies, and I'm like, yeah, one in flight is worth two in sight.
And have you ever been arrested?
Well, is this isn't live, is it?
Stephanie, incredible. We just keep getting more and more variations of the magpies. One in flight is worth two in sight. That can be a lesson to people this morning who panic when they see
one. Anyone can use it. Anyone can use it. Scream at the birds, run at the birds, just do whatever you have to do to get the joy, you know?
It does seem like, Stephanie, you are a bird aficionado. Want to ask you, have you ever heard of the robin theory?
Oh my God, don't even get me started on that.
Can you tell me? Because
every day,
Becca
every day
constantly keeps saying that's a spirit watching over us.
100 million percent. Every day. Oh my God, it's my favourite little birds. They're so cute and they 100% are people watching over you. They're really, really special. One quick story. My Nana passed away 10 years back. She had a specific chair in our kitchen. It was her chair where she sat. And 2 weeks after her funeral, a robin for the first time ever came in, sat on the back of that chair and flew straight back out right in front of me and my mom. It was incredible. They're amazing. Yeah, 100% spirit.
What about anything with the crows or anything else?
No, I just roar at them, to be honest.
Yeah, get it. Well, no, I hate when the crows come and take the bird feed.
Yes, That's annoying. So unfair. Like, they're literally hanging upside down off it. But it's kind of clever as well, because all the bird feed falls out and then they don't have to hang. They're just on the grass, you know. They're quite clever. I kind of feel sorry for them at the same time.
And would you
especially
say...
the wonky beak one.
Would you say anything to pigeons?
We call that the Nathan.
Say that again.
Would you say anything to pigeons?
Oh, God loves them. One thing about pigeons, I've never seen a baby pigeon.
Oh, my
ever.
God.
That's one thing I've always thought about. Sorry, they're always fully grown.
You also never see dead birds on the ground, rarely, as well.
Okay. I once witnessed a pigeon on O'Connell Street smash into, I think it was Eddie Rocket's window, right before my eyes.
You wanted an Eddie Rocket's shake.
Stephanie, have you seen the pigeon man that stands outside Stephen's Green Park and he's covered in pigeons?
What?
I don't think so.
Has anyone else seen? Honestly, I would see it when I get the Lewis home. There's this...
I would well believe it. I would well
send
believe
you down
it.
Now to see
my
he's there.
I don't think I've seen him. If I do, I'll chat to him and find out more info about the baby.
Yeah, he's just a sweet looking old man and he's always covered with pigeons because he feeds them and he has them
That's
perched
cute.
On his shoulders.
Well, Stephanie,
I hope he showers.
This has been educational to say the least.
Yeah. It has been great. It's
Thank
been
you
great.
So much for coming
You're
on
so
the show.
You're so welcome.
Cheers.
Thanks a million
Bye.
Guys. Have a good day. Bye.
See you,
it's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
This is very exciting. We've teamed up a Fitbit all this week and we're giving away a brand new Fitbit Sense and 6 months of Fitbit Premium every day this week.
Oh, yeah.
Very popular, Graham.
I'd imagine so. Fitbit Sense is an advanced health smartwatch which can help you understand your stress and manage its impact on your well-being by adjusting your activity, improving sleep, or practicing mindfulness. And with the Fitbit Sense, you can track your own day-to-day activity, sleep, and nutrition, which will in turn help you understand your own body better.
So from 7 a.m. this morning, myself and Graham, we've been wearing our Fitbit Senses and we're giving away this prize by asking you, who do you think has done the most amount of steps, Graham or I? Now, I will be honest with you.
Let's talk about
let's
our mornings to kind of give people an idea.
You have chronic IBS.
Yes.
So I'm at a disadvantage because you're constantly running to the toilet.
I will say, I've only gone to the toilet twice this morning.
Is that all?
I've also gone upstairs to make a coffee and I went out to get my water. I went to the printer once, which is about 30 steps, so multiply that by 2, 60 to bring me back here. That's what I've done this morning.
I went to the toilet on the third floor.
Oh.
We're on the fourth floor.
Yeah.
So I had to go down to the third floor, went back up, and then I actually went to the fifth floor to make myself a coffee. I've gone to the toilet twice.
Yeah.
And I had to get two sheets of paper
right
from the printer.
It's going to be very close.
Yeah.
So, all you got to do, text or WhatsApp us, Graham or Nathan, to 087 711 1038. And whoever, we don't know. We'll reveal on air, whoever guessed correctly will win that Fitbit and premium membership. And you can find out more about the Fitbit Sense, developed with tools to help you tune into your body and manage your stress, at fitbit.com. On the phone line this morning is Kira and Vanessa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kira, meet Vanessa. Vanessa, meet Kira.
Hi, Kira.
Hi. How are you?
So, Kira, let's start with you. You have backed me, Graham, in regards to who has done more steps since 7 a.m. this morning. Kira, thank you very much. You obviously listen to the show a lot and you know that I would generally come out on top when we do competitions, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How dare you, Kira? Vanessa.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. You're
hey,
just
Nathan.
Telling the truth.
Hey, Vanessa. Thank you so much for supporting me. You are Team Nathan. You think I've done the most steps. Why did you go with me?
Oh, I just believe in you, really. Really, really believe in you.
Oh, thank you so much. Did you see the picture on Instagram of me wearing tiny shorts? Did you think those limbs, they've moved around?
I missed that. I'm not an Instagram person.
And unfortunately,
I think it on Facebook, I might see it.
Unfortunately, it's gone, so no one can see it ever
disappeared.
Again.
Disappeared.
So we're going to cross over to Callum. Kira's back in me.
Yes.
Vanessa is back in Nathan.
Please.
You have the steps we have both done since 7 a.m. Nathan and I don't know who's done more.
Okay, so Graham, this morning, you clocked up 904 steps.
I don't know
good.
If that's good or bad.
I think that's good.
I'd say in a few hours to say that we've been in this room a lot, it's fair enough. So, 904 is the score to beat. That's yours, Kira. Vanessa, you backed Nathan. Were you right to? Nathan got 900.
He's won. He has to have.
And 56.
Go, Nathan.
Oh, thank you, Vanessa. Kira, suck on those lemons.
No. Don't you speak to Kira like that.
I'm sorry, Kira. I got carried away.
Graham, you're still a winner.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Kira.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Kira, come on.
Cheers, Kira. Vanessa, congratulations.
Well done, Vanessa.
You win that Fitbit and the 6 months of Fitbit premium membership. Congratulations. Bye.
Amazing. Thanks. Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.
And you'll have more chances to win tomorrow after 9 a.m. And you can find out more about the Fitbit Sense, developed with tools to help you tune into your body and manage your stress, at fitbit.com. I think we're going to measure for the rest of the day now.
Yeah, I plan to run up Killiney Hill at 3 a.m.
Okay. We'll see who did more steps
might
in the 24 hours. No.
Not again.
Once was enough.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
And welcome to the world-class presenter of Googlebox.
Hello.
It's Nathan O'Reilly.
I don't know if I told you, I'm entering this into the Radio Awards.
Oh. Wasting more money this year.
We've got an email from our boss, Michael. He said, guys, just so you know, there is a deadline for the Radio Awards. Get thinking of your entry. I went, I know, Googlebox.
Yep. Well, you've stopped doing downtown. Because you're too lazy.
Can't do it anymore. Well, I've retired.
He's hung up his microphone.
Welcome to Googlebox. I have typed 3 open-ended questions into Google. We know what Google likes to try and predict.
Sure does.
What you're trying to say. So can you predict what Google predicted? Let's begin. Wait. Producer Callum.
How's it going?
You're in your car.
Yeah, I'm on the M50 this morning, but I'm driving safely.
How's that overturned truck?
It's back up and moving now.
Are you sure?
No, I'm creating fake news. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, are you listening to anything?
No, just the open road.
We do encourage people to play at home, play in their cars, and Callum is playing in his car. All right, what do we have, Nathan?
Okay, first one. Does James Blunt, friend of the show, that's it. Does James Blunt. What did Google predict?
Have Twitter.
Very good, Twitter. What do you think, producer Callum?
Does James Blunt have a wife?
All right. Guys, you're clever this morning.
Thanks.
Does James Blunt at number 3 like motorbikes?
He does, yeah. He has
does he? Yeah, I wouldn't know that. At number 2, have a blue Peter badge.
I was very worried what the next word after blue was going to be there.
you dirty man.
Disgusting.
You're disgusting, producer Gollum. And number one, write his songs. Why didn't you think he's a musician, guys?
Can I just request, Nathan, don't react after what me and Callum say. Because I know straight away that neither of us have got it.
Why?
Because you're so like, this is the first time you've heard it, that it's not in front of you. Don't react.
No, I like reacting.
Don't react, because I know straight away.
It's entertaining, it's why it's going to win big at the Radio Awards. Number two. Now, this is difficult. I'd like to apologise, but Will My. That's all I'm giving you. Yeah, I'm feeling very cheeky this morning.
Will My.
Empty your thoughts. You play at home, 087-711-1038.
Will my mother ever love me?
Oh. Great guess.
Stop reacting.
Producer Callum.
Will my cat get fleas?
Do you want to give a shout out to your cat?
No.
Okay.
Passed away three years ago.
Are you in the car?
Yeah, I need to pay my M50 toll. I forgot.
Will my at number three ex miss me? Uh-huh. At number two, Orchid Grow Again.
Orchid Grow Again?
You're going to be annoyed with yourself. At number one, will my laptop run this game? Come on, we know the gaming industry is massive.
I don't like the very vague ones.
Okay, I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Last one, can a cockroach.
Whenever there's animals, it always automatically go to mate.
Yeah, why is that?
Can a cockroach climb a wall?
Climb a wall.
Can a cockroach kill you?
Sure, guys?
Yes.
Let's just get into it.
Can a cockroach at number three survive in space? At number two, you're going to kick yourself. Fly.
Oh,
why didn't you say fly? Yeah. And number one, survive without a head. Oh, this game is for everyone.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I do love talking about Cameo. It is a website where you can get video messages from your, I would say your favorite celebrities, but celebrities who aren't super famous but want to make a bit of money. They're kind of a bit niche, which makes them popular.
Was Cameo what you used when you got me the Christopher Maloney shout-out video?
Former X Factor and Celebrity Big Brother contestant.
Christopher Maloney?
All right, Nathan, hope you don't lose your hair this year. Happy Christmas. So I got you that. I paid £15 for it. But one of the big earners, we've talked about him loads of time, Jay from The Inbetweeners, real name James Buckley. He's done over 10,000 videos, earning over £300,000. There's a new kid on the block.
Who?
He sees there's a bit of money to be made, and he wants it.
Who is it?
Nigel Farage.
Okay.
And Nigel Farage, if you follow English politics, he is front and centre, or was in the Brexit campaign, hates the EU, was a leader of UKIP, and is just a, I don't know how else really to describe
it. Quite a hated figure.
Yeah, on one side, but quite a loved figure on the other
side. Controversial character. He has a real gravelly, smoky voice, doesn't he?
Well, he is getting a lot of messages to record on Cameo. Some of them serious, some of them not so serious, and some of them just interesting in general. This is one of them. You know when Bart rings Moe's Tavern?
Yeah.
Asking for people's names, but they're actually kind of a bit dirty.
In The Simpsons, yeah.
I think this is what's happened here.
Happy birthday, Hugh Janus. And this is from the lads. Lads. Oh. Happy birthday.
Oh, that is brilliant.
First name Hugh, second name Janus.
Does anyone have a surname Janus?
Another birthday message, a little bit different.
Hi, Chris. Well, your mum and dad, Andrew and Terry, have put me on to you because you were going to be 15 on the 1st of May. What a great age. And I tell you what's fantastic. You believe in me. You believe in Brexit. You like the Donald. You think he was robbed of the election. And you also love your cat, Tom, and your dogs, Bandit, Jack and Lola. Chris, you're 15 years old in Brexit Britain. And you know something? We're going to, in your lifetime, put the great back into Britain.
Ooh.
Have a fantastic 15th birthday. And I really do wish you all the very best for the future.
You voted for Brexit, Callum.
I did not vote for Brexit. I voted Remain.
Do you regret the decision?
I'm a Remain. I didn't vote for Brexit.
It doesn't end there. The next two, I don't really understand completely. They're a bit strange, but I'll let you be the judge of them.
I thought it was proper Brexit tunes. Got you now, Wolf. You're under citizen's arrest. Stan is eating KFC and Wolf equals red card. Wolf, please hand in your UKIP trip permission slip.
Yeah, that's very insular. I have no idea what's going on. Was someone called Wolf?
So Stan is eating KFC. That's my favourite part.
Yeah,
of
he sounds great.
And what about a, you know, Dua Lipa with the baby?
With the baby.
A Da Baby reference here.
Here is a reminder that Da Baby has launched a military coup against the EU. I, Nigel Farage, intend to support the downfall of the EU to the end.
If it wasn't so expensive.
How expensive is it?
€85.
Do we not have that in the yearly budget?
Well, I know Callum, it would be his dream to get a Nigel Farage message.
With Da Baby.
With Da Baby.
Eating KFC.
And in your UKIP permission slip.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.